As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there is a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Tuesday, October the 27th, 2009, two-hour live broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you again today with our returning guest, independent researcher Vicki Davis, as we continue tracking this pathological technocracy emerging as a new global order. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 to join us live on air or take Oracle with you live on your mobile phone. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. And, of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, 65647, small town America, P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. A big shout out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our listener call-in number remains throughout the broadcast at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. The gold bulls strive to keep gold above $1,040 an ounce this morning. Silver forced to near $17. Stocks pair the gains made last week, while oil and the U.S. dollar make slight gains on morning trading. We'll talk all about that in a moment. Our study of the Infosys knowledge gap continues with our returning guest, Vicki Davis. That'll be the primary topic for today's broadcast. And, of course, we'll take your calls. And much, much more Tuesday, October the 27th, 2009, active trading out of New York City. 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, fine gold, trading up $4.10 off its very low closing yesterday, yet trading at $1,042.10, and if you don't like that, well, you don't like much. Silver, losing 3 cents in early trading, down at $17.03 an ounce, just about to go under $17 again. Platinum, losing $2 in early trading at $13.29. Palladium off $2 as well, trading at $328 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,039 for a low, $1,043 for a high. You can see we're trading about $20 below where we were this time last week. But at $1,042.10, your gold is still up $313 year to year for a 42.96% return on your investment in gold. The London gold fix this morning, $1,040.75. You can see we're trading just slightly above that now. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed off 104 points at 98.68. The NASDAQ was off 13 at 21.42. The S&P off 13 at 1,067. The crude oil, a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude delivered in Oklahoma, running $78.90 in early trading, up 22 cents a barrel. And the USDX up 2 basis points at 76.02. We'll pick it all up right there on the other side of our first break and come back for more of the financial news and our very special guest, Vicki Davis.
Of the the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50-90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, October the 27th, 2009, two-hour live broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's finish out those market reports for Tuesday, October the 27th, 2009, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, we find gold trading up $4.10 at $1,042.10 an ounce. The silver price is off 3 cents at $17.03. Can it stay above $17 today an ounce? I don't know. We may be visiting 16s again. Anyway, back down and looking at the Forex, the forward exchange rates. We're looking at the Canadian dollar up 42 basis points, trading at 94 cents U.S. today. The Mexican peso up 19 basis points, trading at 8 cents. The euro up 3 at $1.49. If you're going to buy British pounds today, you're going to go up. They came up another 46 points. You know, all through the news yesterday, I was hearing about this great decline in the British pound. Nonsense. $1.64 British pound today. Fill up your pockets. $1.64 a piece. And the Swiss franc loses about a penny in trading, just fractionally, but back at 98 cents U.S. In the bond market, the two-year bond at 1.02%, the strongest position it's been for a while. The yield there is high. The 10-year is at 3.55. The 30-year is at 4.36. In the mortgage market, You can buy secure a mortgage, a 15-year mortgage on your properties today. Moving up again, this trend continues up at 4.72% from 4.63% a month ago. In the 30-year, now we see it moving up again as well. We may have found a bottom in the mortgage market, moving up again this morning, now trading at 5.25%. from 5.19% a month ago. So if you need to buy a mortgage, if you need to get into that business, or if you're going to buy a rental property or something like that, I strongly advise you to look at it before the interest rates start to go up again. I wouldn't encourage you to buy real estate at this time, but nevertheless, it is out there, and a 15-year mortgage is always my favorite. And at 4.72%, today, it's still a bargain. Well, let's go back in and continue this discussion we've had with Vicki. The idea of this InfoSys and this widening knowledge gap, the IT knowledge gap that we began earlier last week. I believe we started it on Tuesday, carried it to Thursday. Here we are back again on Tuesday. And good morning, Vicki.
Good morning, Will. I hope I'm ready for this morning. I've got about... I was doing some research this morning, and whenever I do that and I find some intriguing information, it's kind of like my brain goes into 52 pickup mode, you know. Throw the cards up in the air and you'd have to wait for them to settle down, and then you put them in order.
Well, I didn't know where I was going to go today at all, and last night, and I have been, as you know, I've been doing a lot of research and independent study on the subject of economics, and I could easily just suspend this. It's actually not a sunny day here in Missouri. It's a rainy day, kind of a cool day. I could spend the whole day with my nose in a book, but when we go into this information systems and the knowledge gaps and all of these things, this is a very interesting pattern. But in our emails over the weekend, we started talking a little bit about the Federal Reserve banking system and some of this. Let's touch on that first before we go into the main topic.
Yeah. Well, our economy is so incredibly technically complex. It's really hard to fathom, you know, for people that are not really initiated into the technical arena. I mean, you know, they understand the internet brings them news and information over the computer system, but how all that infrastructure works and how it's all tied into the banking system and how the whole information infrastructure in the United States is working at this point is really pretty much of a black box to the vast majority of people.
And this is really part of that knowledge gap, this widening gap between the intellectual, the IT haves, I guess is the way that was styled last week, and the IT have-nots.
Yeah, and so many things are happening in our country because of the what I consider to be a coup d'etat, and we have new rulers that are redesigning life in the United States, more in the model of a totalitarian system, controlled by the computer systems. I mean, it's what's being done in our country is a technological tyranny. And in terms of the, and so, you know, and the people that are on the internet, they're all riled up about various aspects of it because they are aware of it. And one of the things that people are riled up about, and naturally so, is the banking crisis, you know. And there's a whole bunch of people on the internet that have the mantra, and the Fed. And the problem with that is that that's kind of a slogan. It's a soundbite. It's on the same order as "Yes, we can. Yes, we can." You know, it's a slogan for an idea that is so incredibly complex its implementation that to say something like end the Fed as if, you know, it could be done tomorrow or next week or next year is kind of absurd, actually. In order to do something like ending the Fed, our banking system obviously is the core, the heart of our economy, and the Fed is the central clearing facility. They do a lot more than just set interest rates. You know, they run the central clearing facility. They regulate banks. They do a lot of stuff. And so all of that would have to be unwound. I mean, basically, you would have to find a new medium of exchange for the entire country. And a simple system of barter won't do it. You know, I'm sorry, folks. It just won't work.
I know. It is kind of amazing. You know, what are we going to do? Go back to puka shells or something? That the barter economy, you know, the Stone Age man idea, that it just to me unbelievable. You know, we're going to trade silver rounds or something. But even that own that as you said, it's so incredibly complex. But it goes, you know, it's typical of the ignorance and the arrogance of the American people, this myopic America First mentality, where we think that the Federal Reserve banking system is some isolated unit that you could just, like a rotten tooth, you could just yank it out, and that would be the solution. But without a replacement set in mind, any discussion really of yanking it out or ending the Fed is ludicrous. But even beyond that, folks, we need to look at it from the standpoint of this entire global network. Our Federal Reserve banking system is interlocked with the global economy. We're going to have to go a little bit deeper into this on the other side of this break. We'll be right back. Stay with us. 3 minutes.
I've got to go offline. Call me on the phone.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune, and many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent-pending C-panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria, mold, and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
The Animal Farm Radio Show.
Now they're bleaching breads to look like multigrain, so you have to brown.
Get your ugly white ass out.
Weeknights from 5 to 7 p.m. Central.
And we're back, and boy, I'll tell you, when you go out there and start knocking down some of these golden calves, sometimes the listeners or the watchers just don't like it. How's your computer running now, Vicki?
Well, after I rebooted it, it seems to be okay so far. I've never had anything like that happen. Apparently, talking about the Fed must be some kind of magic third rail kind of thing that you're not supposed to mention or something.
Well, they don't want to go against the stuff. I mean, it takes so much time to build these things. Like, you know, you're right, it is a mantra, the end the Fed chant. Look at the news these days. It's all focused right at the Federal Reserve banking system. And while everyone's focused on this Federal Reserve banking system and the derivatives bubble and all the rest of that, the whole economy globally is, you know, going on into the toilet. So anyway, I advance this idea of this myopic ignorance and arrogance of the American people in regards to the isolation, if you will, of one of the many, many heads of finance globally, and that is the Federal Reserve banking system in the United States. And so, you know, that's just one of them. Then there's England. Then we've got what's going on in Switzerland, the Basel, if you will, the Bank for International Settlements, Robert Zoellick, the International Monetary Fund out of Washington, D.C., and all of the rest of these various entities. But, you know, all of the various Rothschilds banks of France and Germany, other places. But then we also have everything that's going on in the Orient to figure into this as well. So, you know, ending the Fed might be something that everyone would desire, and who wouldn't? I mean, if we don't have an honest weights and measures system, then there can be no real true economy anyway. It's all smoke and mirrors. But smoke and mirrors is where we're going in the 21st century. I don't think we're going to go to a hard money currency. But pick it up in your mind where we were talking over the weekend, and let's just continue this thread a bit further.
Well, at this point, what would happen if they ended the Fed is that the World Bank would take over. It's simply not possible to just, you know, close the doors, put a lock on the door of the Fed and say, sorry, you're all done. It's not possible. You know, so anybody who is repeating that mantra, end the Fed, forget about it. It's not going to happen because the world is too complex. And if it did ever happen, we would have no economy. You would starve to death because there would be no commerce.
Well, as I've come across before, and I've tried to present this from a medical viewpoint, you know, back when I was trying to figure out, well, what could people actually do? The whole idea of becoming vocal local, what could we actually do without having unlimited money and millions of supporters? What could we actually do? And one of the things that I saw as the real trouble here is this established two-party political system, which acts as a broker or an agent or an intermediary or a middleman or the salesman or the mouthpiece for the various transnationals that are basically running the world's global economy. And so by focusing my attention there and approaching it from the standpoint of if we can isolate, correctly diagnose and isolate the disease and go after the disease, then we might be able to find some solutions to the real problem. We could cure the disease. The Federal Reserve System is but one part of that. It's another one of the many symptoms inside of this process. But with the Federal Reserve, as all the listeners to this broadcast are well aware, the Federal Reserve was created by an act of Congress and signed into law by the president. And to reverse that process, to get them gone, you're going to need to have the political will of a majority of these whores in Washington, D.C., on board to end the Fed, quote-unquote, and a president seated that would actually sign the document. But without a replacement set in hand, without a solution, without a firm idea of what you're going to replace something with, the idea of yanking it out, from a medical standpoint, it's the cure is worse than the disease. And you're right, the upheaval would be intense, and I don't think that the people would be able to deal with it without major loss of life. The way I've styled it, Vicki, in my mind is that this is a twofold attack. Plan B is the abolition of the established two-party political system, which in my mind will take at least until 2012 or maybe even 2014 to gain the sufficient majority on both parties to be able to merge them into one party, the Republican-Democratic Party, let's say. And then I see a period of approximately 12 years, not less than that, where we would need to do what I call or style Operation Clean Sweep. And so we're looking at a fairly a mid-range opportunity if the people have the will to do this. It would take about 20 years altogether in order to be able to eliminate the political system that is defunct. It was never really a good idea to start with. All it does is divide the House. But then it's going to take time. You know, it's like we've got all of these presidential decision directives that have come into place. We've got all of this legislation. You've got the Uniform Commercial Code. We've got the influence of the Uniform Law Commission and the International Uniform Law Commission. We've got the international court system. We've got a lot of work to do, and we need to very carefully go through and repeal and extricate ourselves from this system. And again, it's going to take the political will. It's going to take people. But with the IT side of it working for us, we no longer have to be dependent upon people, individuals, agents to represent us. We can actually speak for ourselves through the internet. So there is a possibility to go to a new form of government or governance, if you will, in the United States of America, utilizing the computer to its full, and get away from this specious idea of parties, the R's and the D's, the lefts and the rights.
Well, there are some problems with that, but one of the biggest problems is what I wrote about in the knowledge gap, and that the knowledge gap is between the people who are on the internet and the people who are not. And the people who are not are living in the world that television created for them.
Well, our founders based their beginning on property. And as I style it, from my own studies of Andre J. Galambos, his volitional science and so on, lines up fairly well with Bastiat and some of the early physiocrats. But the idea of property, starting with we, our own physical body, our being, and our minds, and flows out from there. If you are, let's say, an IT have not, then your property interest might be, you can be a physical blob sitting in your lazy boy, but if you haven't any connection with the system, if you don't know what's happening, if you're not in the church of what's happening now, so to speak, more votes has never been the goal. We don't need millions and millions of people voting. We need people who are voicing their opinions and expressing the result of their research intelligently. It's never been about more. That's the idea of democracy. In a Republican form of representative government, it's not about getting universal suffrage and every Bowery bum stumbling into the voting booth because Tammany Hall bought him another bottle of Tokay. We want to have people that are voting intelligently, and this might be an opportunity to try that out. But we'll pick that all up on the other side. Yep, and lots of problems, lots of things to think about, but we need a better solution than the ones that are being offered. We'll be right back.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again, and we're talking about the Federal Reserve idea, this end the Fed, much more than that, a global economic system, a high-tech, computer-driven system all across the planet. There were things that happened. We've been going through a timeline that Vicky's got up on the website. Again, let me put that out for the listeners, Vicky. It's www.channelingreality.com. www.channelingreality.com. And on the homepage of Vicky's website, she's created a Become Vocal Local link, which you can click on. And it'll open up a page that has each of our daily Tuesday and Thursday broadcasts, the information that we're going to talk about, the files. You can click on it. We're looking at the knowledge gap back. We left off right around in the 1990s, 1993 in that area. Let's kind of segue from the financial and show how this is interlocked, really, Vicki. Nope, you're still with me? What happened? There you are.
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay. That's all right. That's that mute button again.
The thing about the internet is that what the internet did is that it put us all on the same effective computer system. For all intents and purposes, we are on the Corporation of the USA computer system. And you know, the banks are on the same system, the schools are on the same system. And in, like we talked about last week, in 1989, the private sector technology corporations convinced the government, convinced the Congress that they needed to have a free hand at redesigning our government for the 21st century, which, as it has turned out to be, is redesigning our country, our administrative governing systems, in the model of a corporation, which is why you have a human resource management system where, and they designed a system where the Labor Department can manage the American labor force. I mean, you know, what we're dealing with here is a totally fascist system where you have been inducted into the employ of the USA corporation. And we're going through a reorganization.
And this is a like it or not. This is not a voluntary thing. It's not without anybody's consent. It's without anyone's knowledge, typically. It's just where we find ourselves today.
Right. And the problem is that the vast majority of people who are in power to do something about it don't understand it. And the people who have their ear are the technology corporations who are doing it.
Okay.
So we're kind of stuck in this system where we're pawns, and we're being moved around on the chessboard, you know, by these people who are directing our members of Congress. I really believe at this point that the members of Congress are mostly just puppets. They just rubber stamp this legislation that comes through because it has all of the legislation necessary for the redesign of our government and the integration into this global economy, global structure that, of course, benefits the very corporations who are redesigning our government.
So it's kind of like a, you know, again, it's another fraud. It's perpetuating a visual image. Really that would perhaps defuse any outright torch and pitchfork revolt of the people. All governments around the world are having to deal with this in their own way because it is a globally interconnected, interdependent, interoperable system, as you've taught me. So all of the various political leaders have their revolving doors that they go through on a regular basis, but at the and behind all of this, this is being driven from not only the IT but also from the legal world, the new legal order, the new economic order, and the new technological order working in as a triune or triumvirate behind the scenes, where all of the politicos, especially those that have been in office for a long time, they find themselves kind of just like a little flag hung out on a string someplace on somebody's yacht, but they really have far less influence in this system than their constituents, if you will, might think. But when we start to jump across the pond, as we've been doing, and start bringing Asia into this APEC and other things, that's where it really starts to come home, doesn't it?
It certainly does, because It when you start looking at the programs of the trading blocks of the various countries, that's where you can really see the common agenda, and you can really internalize the fact that there really is a global system, and they really are destroying the American system, and that's why ending the Fed is not going to help us. Because all they will do is move up the control to the World Bank. And in fact, that's really what they want to do, because this is a global system. So inadvertently, or, you know, the people that are saying end the Fed, they're actually helping the globalists.
Well, everybody pretty well, certainly in this genre, you know, that everyone speaks of the Hegelian dialectic as if they've read Wilhelm Friedrich Hegel's writings. We understand what the dialectic is. It was not original with him. But we start from the premise of the synthesis, where we're going to go in the future, where this system needs to go at a certain time. You know, like the global planners, they're out there in 5-year plans and 10-year plans and 20-year plans and 50-year plans and 100-year plans. You start with the synthesis, and then you have to create both the thesis and the antithesis to make it work. And so you've got a situation with the derivatives bubble and these other various venues, the nationalization, if you will, of banking and insurance, that creates this horrible mental construct. You oppose that with the antithesis, which is to end the Fed and to get the government out of these businesses. But in as we say here, yeah, getting rid of the Fed is exactly the direction that leads us to the synthesis, which was planned for us 20 years ago or more.
That's exactly right. And the same thing as the get rid of the IRS. What would happen if they got rid of the IRS? Well, the plan is to implement a national sales tax. What that does, what that will do, is put the corporations in control of it's privatizing tax collection, which means that you know that you no longer have control over the people who vote for it, because once a sales tax gets in there, it never goes away. And the corporations will decide who to send it to. You don't know who's going to get the sales tax money, and it will go to the global system. I guarantee you.
As Joan Vian wrote in her United Nations, A Global Straitjacket, years ago, I don't have it in front of me, so I can't quote it, but I'll just try and paraphrase from memory. Her idea was that in these meetings that she'd gone to, some 90 or 100 of them around the world, these economic forums and social forums, that what she was seeing was this idea of us, our planetary, the human resources, being taxed for our inputs and our outputs in this new global system. And in that, if you are taking out of the system more than you're putting into it, your tax is going to be greater than someone who's putting into it more than they're taking out of it. So granny and the children, that's going to be a tax, and it's going to be a heavy tax. Also, in the face of this carbon credit scheme that's been set up by Strong and Obama and Al Gore and the others that are involved in that Chicago Climate Exchange and the London Corollary, you rightly stated it. We're all just carbon in this new system, and so there are new forms of taxation that are being brought forward. But what it will be is a shift, if you will, inside of a. It's a shifting where they become even more hidden than they have been in the past. It's not just buried taxes that you don't see, but it's a whole shifting of the tax structure. And so that clumsy Internal Revenue Service will need to go, the Federal Reserve will need to go, to make room for the synthesis. We'll pick it all up right there on the other side, folks. I try and wrap my mind around this complicated subject. Be right back.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we've returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local, going into the last segment of the first hour of today's two-hour broadcast with our guest, Vicki Davis. Again, her website is channelingreality.com. Channelingreality.com. As we're going into the break, you had another thought to share with the audience, Vicki.
What's going to help us the most, you know, before we do anything else, like end the Fed or restructure the tax system beyond maybe going to a flat tax or something, is that we have to get control back of our government. We have to have representatives in Washington, D.C., who are American patriots and not globalist whores who will sell out their mother for a vote. And until we do that, the less changes to the government, the better. You know, it's kind of like, you know, just freeze everything until we get their attention and say, hey, you know, who do you work for? Do you work for the United Nations and the global systems and the global corporations? Or do you work for the American people? And if you don't work for the American people, then get the hell out of Congress.
Exactly. Exactly. There are places that we can go with all of that. There's the whole idea of the new possibility, really, basically, is that these people that decide that they will focus their attention on affairs of their counties, their cities, their states, the nation in a whole, if they agree to or step up to the plate and assume that responsibility, they needn't travel to Washington anymore. We could reduce phenomenally not only the opportunity for influence, but the whole dislocation that happens when somebody leaves small town America or leaves the state of Washington or Idaho or Alaska, and they have to uproot themselves and they go inside of that Washington district of criminals. They can do this all from home, teleconferencing. They don't need to be sitting in Washington. They don't need to have people wining them and dining them and whoring them and doing all of the other things that these people are subjected to when they get there. And we don't need to have this huge leviathan of support systems that have intergenerationally taken control of the system. You know, we talk about the Secretary of State as if the Secretary of State meant something, or we talk about Kathleen Sebelius as if she really meant something, or Janet Napolitano as if she was really the head of the, you know, some particular agency. But really, it's this huge government growth there, cancer metastasizing in the Potomac Basin, that is really at the heart of the problem. We can eliminate about 90% of that, you know, and when we talk about, as you've mentioned, going into this IT thing, one of the things you're looking for is eliminating redundancy, and there's certainly nothing but a bunch of redundants there.
well, that's a double-edged sword.
Yes, it is.
All computer systems, when they're designed, the idea is to eliminate redundancy and to consolidate function. But it's that those very characteristics of computer systems that is killing our economy. Because if you normalize global commerce, what you end up with is the people in the United States end up being the losers in that, because it's much cheaper to do business in China and India, and so the people in America become redundant. And, you know, that's fine if your outlook is absolute maximum efficiency and all you want is for these global corporations to make money. But if your interest is in being able to feed your family, pay your rent, then you might want to consider being a little bit concerned about what's good for America and the American economy.
Why is it cheaper to do business in China? And this is kind of a rhetorical question, but an exploratory question anyway. Why is it cheaper to do business in China? Why is it cheaper to do business in Singapore or even Japan or any other country, Brazil? Why is it cheaper?
Well, because they have a different legal system. They don't have environmental laws. They don't have any kind of labor protection laws. In communist China, they basically have slave labor. I mean, you know, you can go for that too. You know, you want to see your children grow up to be slaves. Go for it. You know, that's it. That the Chinese model is the one you want. But if you want a decent living, if you want decent standards, if you want a country that sets the standards for how people should live, then you better damn well protect what's in the United States and stop looking at the absolute dollars and cents. Because when you look at the absolute dollars and cents, then what you're doing is you're playing the corporate game, and in the corporate game, you lose.
Okay, so we've got different systems of government and different stages of develop. They call it, you know, they used to call it the backward countries, and then they went to the developing countries and so on. So we've got different countries in transition all around the planet. Northern Hemisphere, Southern Hemisphere, Eastern and Western. We've got Western European thought that we live under. We've got the Asian thinking that has been created for them by our State Department. We've got that, which is emerging once again in Soviet Russia, if you will, and all the Balkan area. We've got different points of view, different references, different control systems, which create different dollar and cents structures. But overall, we're dealing with a planet that is peopled. There are people everywhere. And typically, people would probably like to be able to satisfy the basic needs of their life without having to go through their entire existence with a jackboot on their throats. And so some of the pie in the sky that comes out of the United Nations and their various meetings and forums is sensible thinking in that to bring up the planet basically to a median, if you will, to avoid the to avoid the highs of the prosperity cycle and to avoid the lows of the depression cycle and find that median that lies in between would make it no longer at some time in the future, indeterminate in this discussion, but at some time in the future, it would make it no longer attractive for a corporation, let's say, to go to China to do business any more than it would be to have them right here in Poughkeepsie or in Phoenix or Tucson. So part of this idea of harmonization and the global capacity building, the info technology sharing and stuff like that, if you were looking at a perfect world and using the IT as a toolbox that you actually intended to construct something of value socially, I think the tools are in that box. The way that it's being deployed right now doesn't demonstrate a good intent, and so there's an ethical and moral question involved in all of this as well. So we've got a long ways to go on this, maybe we're making ground. Maybe we're going into an area that will eventually be better for people. What do you think about that?
I don't think that at all. There are, you know, maybe 500 years from now, but if you care about, you know, your children's future, absolutely not. The United Nations, they always talk about leveling things, you know, creating a balance. But the problem is that ever since they started this whole reduction of poverty thing, world and the world trade system, poverty has gone up. But have they done anything to address that problem? No, they haven't. They've accelerated what they're doing. So you get more and more and more poverty. I mean, you know, that you've got to, you can't look at their rhetoric. You've got to look at what the outcomes are of what they do.
Okay, we'll pick it up right there on the other side and begin hour number two, folks. You're welcome to call in today. We'll be right back.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune, and many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's Linux, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap. No water in the stores. No water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They are forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent-pending C-panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria and mold and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, October the 27th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, as we begin the second hour of today's two-hour broadcast, again, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, visiting as we do with Vicki Davis, going through her research, comparing notes. You can visit her website. It's channelingreality.com, www.channelingreality.com, on which you'll find a Become Vocal Local link right on the home page. Click on that, and you'll bring up the documents that she set out for us today for discussion. We have not been on those documents today. We've just kind of been following a couple of threads of thought, laying out some of the pros and the cons. I'm kind of trying to not advocate for any either side, but just trying to look into it, because we really are up against a very competent adversary, if you will. And in this idea of a one-world system of government, a one-world economic new world order, if you will, there's a lot to see. There's a lot to think about. But certainly from the information systems, the technological side of things, there is everything in the world to say, continue with this, continue with this. This is the direction. This is the new wave, my man. But we've got some 20 million people unemployed here in the United States. Many of our sources of mineral wealth have been taken out of our hands. Water is under attack as never before. So we've got some real problems here in this country when you can't even buy a cotton shirt made out of American-grown cotton and milled in an American mill and sewn together and cut and sewn together by American workers and distributed by an American distribution company and sold in an American-owned company store. So we got some real problems, Vicki.
Right. Well, and the whole point why I wanted to talk about the Fed and the IRS and all of that this morning is because what is happening to our country is very complex. And if you buy into the simplistic slogans of do this or do that, then you're allowing yourself to become a stooge, frankly, because it's far more complex than that. And we need to learn to think through any solution that is proposed by anybody. You need to think it through. You know, what does it take? What would it take to actually do that? And where is this person coming from? What's their interest in doing this? And I'll tell you something interesting that I, or at least I thought it was interesting when I was researching what Catherine Austin Fitz was saying about 1993 and the decision being made to export our high-tech industries over to India to kill our economy. I found out that Warren Buffett's son is in the gold business. And I thought, well, isn't that interesting? You know, he's making money one way, and his son is promoting the sale of gold and the Fed, all of this stuff. Well, who's going to benefit a whole lot from this international system? Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, all of these billionaires, the billionaire clubs that can afford to get, you know, to have a whole propaganda campaign, they are the ones that are benefiting from it.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. And even the billionaires, you know, you go up on Forbes magazine or Forbes Fortune and you look at that, folks, you can find the wealthiest billionaires on the planet. But they never want to tell you about the trillionaires and the quadrillionaires that are also on the planet. So we'll pick that all up on the other side of this first break and return in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on our Tuesday, October the 27th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, for the benefit of all of our affiliates and micros that may have been away at the top of the hour break. Again, we're just visiting with Vicki Davis. This first hour, we've talked about a variety of related topics, the idea of ending the Fed and the IRS and simplistic solutions and things like that. But before we go into the real course of study today, this Blake Island Initiative and some of the other information, Vicki, you had another comment about Warren Buffett.
Yeah, Warren Buffett and Bill Gates and Ted Turner and I always want to call her Oompa-pa because who is that woman?
Oprah Winfrey, yeah.
My husband used to make jokes calling her Oompa-pa, so I can't.
Well, you know, there's a place in every band for a tuba.
Anyway, they had a meeting. They all got together, and they were apparently contributions to philanthropies are down. No kidding, you know. And on that same webpage, there was an interview with Warren Buffett about the economy, and it really seemed to me like that he was kind of befuddled in a way. He was surprised that at the depth of what's going on, and he called it a recession, which, of course, you know, maybe from his point of view, it might be a recession, but it's just a downright depression for a lot of us. And so I kind of think that they didn't plan, they didn't know exactly what they were doing, or they didn't understand what was going to happen with what they were doing, and they really did kill the golden goose, and I don't think he quite grasps that yet.
Well, when they find themselves marginalized, you know, and relegated to the dustbin of economic power, you know, they're going to have, you know, there's a certain comeuppance period that's going to be necessary. If there is no value in currency denominated, you know, bank accounts, if there's no wealth involved in any of that, it's going to change the dynamic even for them. But lots of stuff has happened. I'm going to go back to the website now and look at this Blake Island Initiative. We kind of pretty well left off there in 1993. And in this, these finance ministers, you know, I love it when we come across language like this, verbiage like this, finance ministers meeting. They convene a meeting of APEC, and that's the Asia-Pacific Economic, what is it, Council?
Commission, committee, something like that. Committee, I think.
Committee, okay, the APEC, finance ministers to discuss.
Oh, no, cooperation, I'm sorry.
Cooperation to discuss broad economic issues, including macroeconomic developments and capital flows. And then there's a series of others that came out of this Blake Island Initiative. Let's go ahead and go through some of these and explain why they're on the plate for today.
Yeah, well, the significance of the Blake Island initiative, not the initiatives, but the meeting, is that that's Bill Gates' territory, Blake Island. It's in Puget Sound. And that meeting was basically for the tech industries, you know, primarily, because they... I'm sure looked at the Asian market, China, and there's literally salivating at selling technology to China because computer systems are control systems, and with 1.5 billion people, China has one heck of a administrative control problem keeping track of their population. And so this kind of control technology for a communist government with a big, with 1.5 billion people is a very helpful kind of thing.
Anything that could be marketed into the Chinese population, even if the, you know, your proceeds were just a penny on a product, anything that could be, you know, developed that had utility that the Chinese would find appealing, you know, is huge money for anybody that gets involved in it. But from a governmental standpoint, when you make that kind of a proration, you're absolutely right. There's an unlimited pot of gold there. And at 1 billion people, even with a one-child policy, I mean, I'm sure they're going to have a two-child policy fairly soon. But even with a one-child policy, there is the opportunity to keep having that billion there all the time. So, you know, we're going to see more effort there. The idea of Blake Island, Puget Sound, the Pacific Northwest, connections with Asia, with Orientals, there's a lot going on there. That is probably the greenest, well, it's the evergreen state, unfortunately. I left the evergreen state because I got tired of the green agenda, but it is probably one of the most communitarian states in the union at this time. Central California, perhaps, as an exception. But this finance ministers meeting, then when they get together and they discuss these broad economic issues, including macroeconomic developments and capital flows, this is where we start to go into this idea of all of Asia and all of Asia's financial, social, political spectrums. And there's, for a long time, there's been this Pacific Institute out there and other stuff like that, where they've always been looking across that short little bit of ocean, looking at Asia as a big plum. And so this, oh man, I didn't know that Blake Island was going to be tied into this like that. Yeah, what a topic. Pacific Business Forum, established a forum comprised of two private sector representatives, including one representing small and medium business, from each APEC member to identify APEC should address to facilitate trade and investment in the region. This forum should present its report in 1994. This idea of small and medium-sized businesses, maybe we could discuss that just short, you know, for briefly too.
Well, that's because they understood that with the what computer systems do is that they, because they eliminate redundancy and consolidate functions, only the biggest corporations would survive. And they thought about regular people enough to understand that, you know, we were all going to starve to death because they were, the corporations were going to vertically integrate and become huge, and there would be no jobs or anything for regular people without paying attention to small businesses. So what they had the idea that the individual entrepreneurs would buy from the global corporate monolith, and that they would foster small business communities. But
we'll stop right there, pick it up on the other side of the break, folks. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Your calls are welcome.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90%. 20% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Intel Strike Report.
And I just want to thank you for everything that you guys are doing to help people understand what's going on in this world.
You know what? You guys, thank you for what you do, and keep doing it.
And some days you just kind of want to put the broom down and lean it up against a nearby wall and find a comfortable stump to sit on and chew over some of these thoughts as we're doing this morning. We got a caller online. Let me go right now to Jim, a.k.a. JJ. JJ, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, Will. No problem. We are talking about the trade agreement, right?
Oh, we're talking about all kinds of things, but trade agreements are definitely on the table.
Well, Blake Island, basically that's where, that's where the whole free trade, world free trade began, right? I mean, that's where, from what I've been able to gather, right now we're, they began their meetings in 95, we're at the apex right now. 2010 is when they plan to have all those action plans that they set into motion, their action agenda back in 95 is all supposed to come to fruition here in this decade.
Go ahead, Vicki.
Actually, it was Reagan who first brought up the idea of free trade, and he wanted a free trade area of the Americas from the tip of Tierra del Fuego in Argentina to Alaska. But it was during the Bush 41 administration when they actually started working on it, and the NAFTA agreement was negotiated during the Bush administration, and it was basically just signed. At least this is what Mickey Cantor says, you know, the U.S. Trade Representative. During the Clinton administration, he said it was basically just signed. I kind of tend not to.
The people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry.
I kind of.
This whole document is all at the expense of the people. All these huge businessmen. This is how they plan to seize control of the Asian region. Basically, is what it looks like at the cost of just the common people. If you were a mega corporation, you would be drooling over this.
Oh yeah, absolutely. They have just been raking in the cash ever since this whole system of free trade started, because it was all for the benefit of the multinational corporations, and the agreements were designed to be able to break down. Laws, all the
customs
laws.
Barriers, huh?
Yes, uh-huh. All the what they call non-tariff barriers, which a non-tariff barrier is your legal system. You know, your environmental laws, your labor laws, you know, just anything but a tariff. And so, but you're right, this Blake Island initiative did start the ball rolling with China and did move
right
towards giving them the most favored nation status. And it's really, it was this initiative and the most favored nation. And I think, I'm not sure, but they may have ascended to full membership in the WTO at this point. But it was really this agreement that with China that killed our economy because of the uneven labor costs, the lack of environmental laws, and the ability to produce over there and import back into this country, produce at third world prices, and sell at first world prices.
Your comments,
here? Right, right, and. Well, my comments are exactly this, is people can expect third world wages here now, coming soon, and if you think you're going to be able to sustain your current way of life, your 52-inch big screen with 42 HD television channels and your Crackbox 360 and all that, you're not going to be able to, and they've seen to it right here.
Yeah, you'll be lucky if you'll be able to eat. Actually,
well, yeah, because basically what they're doing is transferring all the wealth from the middle class to up to the upper echelons and turning us into third world.
Mm-hmm.
They break these barriers. They take away all these tariffs and all the protections that our businesses used to have to be able to compete here in America and around the world, and that's gone now. So now, rather than the rest of the world coming up and being superpowers like it claimed in this document that I was reading, it's done the opposite. It's taken the superpowers, reduced us to the point where very soon we're probably going to be a third world nation.
Yeah. And that when they talk about competing in, you know, in the global economy, they're talking about you competing with Sanjay in India and, you know, some guy in China. So, you know, they're not talking about the corporations competing. The corporations won't be competing. That will be competing. You know, so you'll be competing with somebody making 50 cents an hour.
Right. And try to get a job answering phones for Dell or IBM or anything in America. Sorry, you will not get a job answering, you know what I mean? You call any major corporation, and you're talking to someone in India.
Well, part of this Blake Island initiative that we have up on the website here, folks, for you to look at, is the APEC education program. We've talked about this human resources, the job bank, the World Job Bank before, Vicki. The harmonization of all of the education systems, it plays big on this as well. When we think about small and medium businesses, in the United States in the 50s, 90%, going from memory, about 90% of the businesses in this country were small to medium businesses, but 90% of the income was made by the remaining 10% of businesses, the large corporations. Now, today, as all of the smaller and medium-sized businesses have no longer been able to compete in a global market, those 90% businesses are gone or are going, and at the same time, the transnationals have gotten bigger, and they're now eating up or gobbling up the small and medium-sized businesses, even in China.
Well,
they were restricted to the point where same thing as what Walmart does. They tell anybody that wants to make anything for them, you can make products for us, but the only way you're going to be able to do it cheap enough is to pack up shop, move to China, and that's where, you know, that's just it right there is the fact that they've made it so that they've regulated all the small businesses. You can't find anything well made in America anymore.
Well, perhaps,
I mean, you're lucky you can even find a contractor that'll do as he contracts.
Yeah, perhaps later in the week, maybe on Friday, I'll go through some of that from this research that I've been doing and the studies that I've been doing in economics. I'm not confident that I'm right on this, but I think it was the Sherman Act that came into place to block that kind of a maneuver. But I'll cover that when I have the documents in front of me so that I'm not speaking just from memory. But you're right, Jim. The idea of Walmart inside of this system where the big box stores have the price fixing going on with their manufacturers and their importers makes it impossible to compete effectively against that, because when a Walmart comes to town, as we've seen right here locally, when the Supercenter comes in, they carefully set their prices, falling prices, just below what everybody else is charging, and they'll go around with their snoopers and find out what the other prices are, and then they set it just below that, so they're always just a little bit below until those businesses go out of business, and then you see the prices go
right
back up again.
Mm-hmm. And those are our brothers and sisters right there, and they're being told, well, if you have the money to close shop and move to China, we'd be happy to buy stuff from you. So what happens is they end up working at Walmart. They have to close their little boot shop or their leather boutique or whatever.
That's right. That's right.
Well, they have to work minimum wage.
Okay, anything else you want me to hold you over, Jim?
No. I'll just listen to the rest of the show, guys. Thanks.
All right, thanks for calling. Well, folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Yep.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune, and many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent-pending C-panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria, mold, and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And during the break, I was able to step over to my library, and I got out the book that I wanted to refer to. And yes, I was right. It is the Sherman Antitrust Act of 1890. Probably, as the author's right here, the most important of the anti-monopoly laws. And this law was directed, as they say here, at those firms which restrained trade or restrained competition in the effort to monopolize a given market. And then it goes on to explain that. But there's a lot more involved in this. The Trust Buster, Teddy Roosevelt, the Clayton Act came along. The Federal Trade Commission was created. NIRA came into existence, the National Industrial Recovery Act of 1933. Then we go into the Clayton Act. But one that may be more pertinent to what I was thinking was the Robinson-Pittman Act, Vicki, which was correctly termed the anti-chain store more than an antitrust act. And so we've had these problems for a long time, but as we came out away from the idea of equal justice under the law into the idea of social justice, and as we set aside our national boundaries and our constitution and our system of law and came under this new communitarian global law, we find ourselves right smack dab in this Blake Island initiative. Another part of this was this APEC business volunteer program. I don't like this this knowledge transfer, the idea of capacity building, and it's always at our expense, but this established a volunteer exchange program to promote human resource development. Maybe you could talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, that's that goes back to that research that I did that I called Blueprint for a Coup, and where they established a mechanism to provide government funding for small businesses basically as a replacement for welfare. And so when you take somebody that has never been in business before, obviously because they were on welfare, you'd have to mentor them always. But then they set up the preferences for government contracts. You know, for the people that qualify for these programs, they also give them preferential contracting for government contracts. So the businessman who is working with this small business, it's kind of an opportunity for them to get payoffs through the government contracting system. I mean, the whole system is so corrupt. It's unbelievably corrupt. And it's a way to, well, and these small businesses, another thing too, is that if they are doing business buying from one of these monolith corporations, they're really nothing more than a contractor for an employee and an unattached employee of the corporation. They're not really a small business. When I think of a small business, I think of a person who is independent. They started their own business. They run their own business. They buy from various suppliers. They are answerable to nobody.
Well, sole proprietors and partnerships where you've got, you know, maybe just a handful of people, but even they can grow large. The Small Business Administration is one of these conduits that channels state and federal funding to preferred small businesses. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, small to medium business is different. If we think about cottage industries, you know, somebody that's doing candle making in their home or maybe knitting mukluks or something like that, you know, that could be a small business in the idea of the cottage industry. But small business today, what do they define it? Anything less than what? Is it 50 or is it 500 employees?
Geez, I really don't know what the definition is.
I think it's under 50 employees, but it could be as many as 500. So you can imagine what the upper limits of a small business actually is.
Well, that's kind of an absurd measure because you can have a consulting firm that has less than 50 people and they might be raking in tens of millions of dollars a year.
Absolutely.
So the number of employees, that's a stupid measure if that's what it is.
Well, it's not based on the output. It's not based on an economic gross. A small business is based on this other model. It has to do with how many people have you got employed, so on and so forth.
Well, that explains why these alleged small businesses can continue to get preferential government contracts, even though they're, you know, making $200 million a year.
Exactly.
Oh, boy. Well, see, that's what I mean. The deeper you go, the worse it gets.
Well, how about the investment code here? Just moving along, developing a non-binding code of principles covering investment issues, energy, environment, and economic growth, develop the APEX policy dialogue. What was all happening in that?
In terms of energy, that goes back to technology also, because they started developing the technology to control energy usage back in the 1970s. I worked at one of the Silicon Valley National Semiconductor. And I was working with a guy who was working on power systems for grocery stores at the time. So they'd been working on power systems for quite a while, and to be able to control them by computers to minimize usage, of course, to minimize the cost of power usage. So in this global corporate system, that's one of the areas that they want to expand in terms of technology, is control of the usage of power. And it fits right into Agenda 21 and minimization of the usage of resources.
And the Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009 and the Copenhagen Treaty, which I've just got word from one of our listeners that apparently they pushed that date back from the December 7th to the 18th. It's been pushed back. I'm going to have to go up and look at that, but see where the date has been placed. But the idea of controlling electrical consumption and savings, again, we need to think of it from the standpoint, folks, of that infernal bottom line. If the Walmart Corporation, by redeveloping their or redeploying their inside their building electrical systems, by making a capital investment which can be depreciated and written off of X dollars, and they're able to save 2% of their electrical consumption in their building, multiply that by all of the buildings that they have around the world, and you can see where they would go in order for that industry to be built. In other words, in order to finance Siemens or some one of these other companies, GE, to actually build the manufacturing facility and begin putting units into production to satisfy the demand, they would need to capitalize an enormous investment. But if they can get the people of the United States of America and in Europe to buy these new bulbs and to buy this new technology, it's the same thing with the cell phones and the GPS tracking units in your SUV. If they can get the people to buy into it, then we, the people, pay for the infrastructure, the development of these factories and distribution systems, so that the transnationals can profit. And of course, then they sell it to us at Walmart at lower prices. Right?
That's exactly right. They're making, with these energy control systems, they'll be making more money by squeezing your usage of power, and they'll charge you more for it. That way, they won't have to build a new facility. Maybe if they need the new facility, it's not clear that they do, but, so there's different ways to make profits.
Well, I shared an article on air with the listeners a month or so ago when we were talking about that Clean Energy and Security Act when it was still in the House. I don't remember whether it was the Netherlands, Denmark, where it was, but was a family there that were in the news, and they had sold their old energy inefficient home and moved into a new one at over $1 million increase in the cost of their home. But they were absolutely thrilled, Vicki, at how much they were saving on their electric bill. And it's the same thing with, you know, with these, the Ford Fusions and the hybrids and all of these things, the Leaf and the Volt and all of these various cars that are going to come on these plug-in cars. I hope they come with more than a 100-foot extension cord. But anyway, I wouldn't want to be tethered to my home having to go around and around with an orange cord dragging behind my car. How foolish. But anyway, the idea, folks, of spending an extra $15,000 on a Ford Fusion to get the energy saving. I ran that number out for you. How many extra miles you'd have to drive, how high the gasoline prices would have to go to ever be able to recover your investment in that. Well, that's where we're going, $6 a gallon. We'll be right back.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from survivalistseeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from survivalistseeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit survivalistseeds.com.
Survivalistseeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Well, I can't believe we've gone so far, or so short a distance into this this study so far today, folks. But you know, it to me, Vicki, this whole stuff, it's like on the edge of insanity. You know, the Technology Transfer Exchange Center, another one of these Blake Island initiatives. Here's a little bit of technology transfer for you, right off of Bloomberg this morning. Electric car makers grab U.S. cash to blunt risks in the new market. Electric car makers, ranging from Ford Motor Company California startups, are using $11 billion in taxpayer funds to supply a market that does not yet exist. The article goes on and talks about Nissan Motors. They got Kleiner Perkins, Caulfield and Byers. Let's see who else they've got in here. Joe Biden is mentioned, Rebecca Lindland, so on and so forth, GM, Ford, Toyota Motors. All these people are in the pipeline to receive taxpayer dollars to develop electric cars. Great, huh?
Well, that's because they traded away. They gave away all of the technology advances that we had before, like in computers. The APEC agreement, after Blake Island, and what they agreed to was an information technology agreement where they transferred the technology over to China so China could build the technology to re-import back into this country. That's what all these technology transfer arrangements are about. And so what ends up happening in our country is that our government then funds supposedly research at universities that turns out to be actually not basic research, but product development that they then give to maybe one selected guy to go start a business. So the taxpayers are actually funding product development in this country because they've killed the private economy.
Well, surely they're not anticipating that they're going to be able to sell these electric and hybrid vehicles into the U.S. market. When people, you know, we've got 20 million people probably out of work today. Who knows how many will be more out of work by the time these things get online. This particular article ends that with fuel prices will be pivotal, according to the Center for Automotive Research in Ann Arbor, Michigan. With gasoline at $6 a gallon, U.S. sales of plug-in vehicles may reach 518,000 by 2015. See, they're going to have to jack up the price of gasoline to that price range to drive people out of their automobiles and into these electric rickshaws.
Well, see, that's why it's such a problem when you have a fascist economy, a fascist country, because our economy was designed by people of the tech industry, and so they designed it to so that they could make money without realizing or understanding. Maybe they did understand, I don't know, but they killed the rest of the economy. They killed the part of the economy that they didn't care about. But, and in doing that, they've killed the goose that laid the golden egg. They want to develop all these high-tech products, but there's not going to be anybody in this country to be able to buy them.
Well, the idea of killing the goose that lays the golden egg, the idea of what, you know, what really built the technology in this country was the westward expansion. But understanding Michael Kaufman's work I'll get that map in a moment. But the, let me see, it's right here. Let me just grab it. It's never far from me. It is the Wildlands Project. That's what it was. The Wildlands Project. Yeah, here it is. The simulated map of the Wildlands Project showing the land designated off limits to all human activity. The idea of sustainable development and smart growth and building these new sustainable communities, the idea is to get us out of our automobiles, but more importantly, Vicki, it's to get us off of these farms. It's to get us out of the suburbs. It's to get us into these stack 'em and pack 'em places where an electric car with a 12-mile radius from your home it could be useful if you were allowed to have one or if you could afford to have one. The idea that I think that they're looking at here, not only from the eugenicist standpoint, massive reduction of population, especially in the United States and in Europe, but the idea of transforming how we actually live in this century is going to be fundamental. You can pass all the green legislation that you want, but you're still stuck with a 1950s two-bedroom Rambler in suburbia with a 57 Chevy parked in the driveway. I call it the Wally and June Cleaver America. We've got that all across this country. And when you put a house like that up for sale, you're not going to be able to match up with the international building codes. You're not going to be able to come up to a four-star energy rating. So that house is not going to be able to be sold. It's going to have to be demolished under the International Property Maintenance Code or some other code. So how
inefficient is that?
Yeah.
You know, the whole thing is so insane. They have conflicting goals that end up destroying people on both accounts.
Well, still, even if we were packed into these sustainable development communities, living in these smart growth homes, there still needs to be a job in here someplace. You know, somebody's going to have to be taking land, labor, and capital and combining it under an intelligent enterprise or to make something of value, something of utility that could be exchanged for the currency or the medium of exchange, so that you could actually buy this cheap Chinese plastic crap.
That's true, but yep. we still have the concept of every man for himself. You know, you're an American. You're supposed to be able to just, you know, get out there, create your own job.
I think I need to buy another washing machine or two, because I'm going to have to start taking in my neighbor's laundry. I can't afford the cost of utilities.
Oh, I know. Me too. and so, I mean, you know, yeah, so they jack up the price of utilities. They trying to put all land under management into a federally in a management structure of some type. Everything that they are doing is contrary to a capitalist system, to a free market system. The only part of free market that they want is the ability to import all the Chinese plastic crap that nobody will be able to afford to buy anyway. I mean, it's just so totally schizophrenic and psychopathic and insane. It's hard to deal with. I do think that this whole era is going to become known as the era of the great swindle.
Well, it's certainly the way that Shadia Drury styled it when she wrote about the philosophy of Leo Strauss, you know, University of Chicago, Metro 1313. That's a whole other discussion on its own. But her way of styling it was Leo Strauss's philosophy in sum is a city of speech. In other words, it's a city in speech only. This is not really a city. This is not really a country. America instead of the United States of America. America instead of Missouri or Idaho or California or Washington. It's a city in speech. It's no more than that. It's just another GD piece of paper, Bush said. And then the second one is it's a city of crime. In other words, it's Katie bar the door. Once we accepted this idea of fiat currency, where I give you something of value, my own time, my labor, my sweat, my brow, my own lunch that I packed, my own coffee that I brought with me, the wear and tear on my vehicle as I got to wherever it was that we were agreed to do work. I worked for the full time. At the end of the day, you give me Federal Reserve notes that have no value. I have to turn right around and immediately go swindle somebody. It's like Weimar Germany. I've got to immediately go transfer those currencies into something of value to me, something that has utility to me. And so we got inside of this thing. We accepted this idea of stealing from each other, and now, unfortunately, the top is just like vacuuming the wealth out of this nation. All of the land, the labor, the capital, all of it is being vacuumed out into the hands of very few people, as you rightly style it, a fascist system. All of the money is going vertically. It's going straight up, and all that we're getting is the liability. We're the common stockholders. We don't have any of the bonds, and we don't have any preferred stock.
You're right. We take the liability. We take the punishment for it. We are suffering for it. And what enables them to do it is are these global computer systems, and they are doing it all over the world. And that really was the important thing to me on the Bogart goals, is that it's the transportation system, the mapping, same thing they did in Europe, same thing they're doing in the United States.
Okay, I got to stop you right there, folks. We're all out of time. Thank you very much, Vicki.
One county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50% to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.